Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name's Ho Ha. I'm from Plan International in Vietnam. Today, I'm happy to present to you my presentation on water and sanitation improvement movement in rural communities through capacity building and community choices in Quảng Ngãi province in Vietnam. The background of the project. Plan Vietnam, operating since 1993, now supports 149 communes and 15 provinces. Quang Ngai province is among the poorest in Vietnam. The population is highly vulnerable to waterborne diseases due to poor sanitation and hygiene practices and water scarcity. The rate of hygienic latrine coverage among the poorest was low, about 11%, and open defecation was identified as high as from 60 to 80%. The project overview of the name of the project is Sanitation, Hygiene, and Water Improvement Project, shortened SWIP. In Vietnam, we usually call it SWIP project. The scope of project is 4.5 year with 1,723,000,000 funded by OZ through the Vietnam-Australia NGO Cooperation Agreement. The project implemented has been implemented in 16 communes including 83 villages of 3 districts in Quảng Ngãi. And it has 23,868 households, including 665 ethnic minority households. The Hare ethnic minority, Hare. The implementer of the projects are grassroots organizations such as Women's Union and as well as the government authorities at provincial, district, and commune levels. The goal of the project is to continue to contribute to improve health and greater gender equity. And the purpose is to enable vulnerable men, women, and children to sustain year-round improvements in clean water, sanitation, and hygiene conditions, and to ease related burdens on women and other family members. The project set up 3 objectives. Objective 1 is to build capacity of partners to effectively plan and manage project outputs and apply project approaches in line with their role program. Objective 2 is to enable 10,000 households to invest in sanitation and hygiene, enabling facilities, and 1,300 water scarce households to improve water supply facilities. The objective 3 is to ensure project activities are consistently planned, managed, monitored, and evaluated to ensure timely achievement of overall project component objectives. The project had applied the following methods. The first, training and capacity building activities, including the training on water shortened for water and sanitation hygiene technologies, and operation maintenance for people at the village and commune level to be community trainers, who afterwards provided technical support and training for households within their commune. So the training for the community trainers are very important. These community trainers, after that, providing training to household. That's why the household has been raised their knowledge on the technical models. Therefore, they have become more confident in making their latrine construction, and also they provide monitoring in the process of the construction of the latrine. Training for local masons and suppliers on wash technologies, and the training for community communication motivators on fast, shortened for shortened for the participatory hygiene and sanitation transformation. Communication skills, bulletin writing skills, washborne diseases, disposal of waste hand washing, water treatment, and wash models. In addition, the regular review and revision has been provided of wash technologies to make sure the poorest household can afford the latrine and the water supply and latrine facilities. The second, proper targeting approach, develop proper targeting processes, including poverty mapping and well ranking, conducted in a participatory and inclusive way involving men, women, men, girls, and boys. The pictures show the children, boy and girl, are working the well ranking. Implementation of gender communication and participation, shortened GCP strategies. This is to ensure gender equity is promoted and institutionalized. Information from GeoNet is comprehensible and accessible to all people. So the household include the population include 665 ethnic minority. So for the ethnic minority area, the communication motivators major are also the ethnic minority people. Participation in decision making is fostered. The fourth, low subsidy approach. Administer small grants as the finance incentive to households that make a commitment to invest part of their own savings or take loans. The outputs of the project is 11,417 households have been reached by the project. These households have invested in sanitary and hygiene enabling improvements, achieving 114% of the target of the 10,000 households from the objective two. Next, 2,069 water scarce households have been reached, having improved access to water supply, achieving 159% of the target of 1,300 households from objective two. Next, 16,735 wash improvements made from 13,727 grants awarded. So the number of improvements is much more than the number of grants. Hence, the leverage of motivated by the project. 150 community trainers, 100 local masons and suppliers, and 260 community communication motivators are trained. These forces are considered very important. Thanks to these consider, thanks to the forces, local mission and suppliers, all the household, contact them, and the local authority also made the negotiate and contract with these local mission and suppliers. So that's why all the household have made their latrines easily. And in total, in 16 communes, there have been 260 community communication motivators to be trained. Finally, more than 10,000 households were trained on technological options and models and operation and maintenance and given access to communication. The women's burden of labor has declined due to increased access of wash facilities. The The government's role or in carrying water reduced considerably. In 2007, there has been a 90.7%, and has been dropped to only 30.3% in 2010. In addition, there has been a reduction in the number of women, girls, and men and boys who are carrying water. The next table shows the average times and and the maximum time women spend managing waste. There has been a 27% reduction in the average time. In 2007 and 2010. And some women, although spend some more time, considerable more time managing waste. The health and awareness outcomes, the diarrhea diseases in children and adults that has shown the decreased morbidity from 3.98% in 2006 to 1% in July 2010. The awareness of partners and community on WASH increased through diversity of training and capacity building activities. 65% of households answered in the recent study they invested in WASH facilities because they received grants. So the grants works as the motivation to motivate the household to invest in their water supply and latrine. The project grants stimulated demand for external funding such as family savings 79% and loans from Vietnam Bank for Social Policy 9%. The data is from the survey. The most significant change is my family members have a safe and clean place for defecation. My old mother can be healthier and live with me longer, from a female beneficiary 47 years old. A second MSC, it was so disgusting to pass this cemetery formally. It was littered with used toilet paper, looking dazzling white, like a dropped lipless, extremely smelly. Now there is no problem anymore, thanks to sweep project from a village project leader during a joint field visit to project sites. Discussion and conclusion for household to prioritize WASH. They must not only understand the importance to help, but have the option and opportunity to undertake the improvement. Partner ownership and partner engagement was a significant challenge in the past. After the midterm review conducted in December 2008, and following the midterm review recommendation, the implementation has been carried out. So as a result, the situation increasingly has been improved. The leverage motivated by the project grant, more improvements than grants awarded, and project grant created demand for external funds, loans, and particularly savings. The hereditary minority women standing by the newly built the Dupavo composting latrine. Next steps. During the next phase of the project, 2010 and 2011, Plan International implementing the learning and sustainability project that hence consolidating lessons learned and link them to the National Target Program 3 2011 and 2015 for rural water supply and sanitation. This will show the models in the miniature of the latrines. And the map, poverty mapping posted in the communal houses. Thank you for your attention.
This paper is open for questions or comments.
Yeah. One, two.
An idea what the average size of a grant was?
How big was the average size of a grant?
The grants is small. It's small in that. The purpose is to encourage the household to easily invest in Watson. In the past, in 2006, about the $22. But after that, because of the sharp inflation in Vietnam, so the construction material, the price of it were high. So that's why an adjustment of the grant from 22 to 32 in April, since April 2008. Yeah. Originally, the project designer had planned to provide a gravity water supply to the household. But because the subsidy is too small against the very large number of costs for the investing in the gravity water. So after that, the project adjusted from the providing the water, the gravity water supply to household individual water supply, such as improving the water wells, communicate wells, tube wells, duct wells, and also the water filters.
Did you have a question?
Well, I have another one.
Yeah, thank you.
Did you set up for the community wells you had? Did you set up water user associations? And if so, can you give us a brief description of what you set up?
Yeah, you mean
water user associations, like water governments, community water governments? Did you set those up?
The water government, committee of the government
for the village.
Yeah, in fact, the water had the government had the NTP program, and national strategic program NTP, and but they usually the government coordinate the area. For example, in what area that was provided by NGO, by Plan International, the government providing the water supply and sanitation to other areas to make sure all the households in the large area are have access to water supplies.
I have one question, the waste disposal, what was done? What methods were used?
No, so far in Vietnam, in rural water, the waste has not been recycled. But now the government has launched a program motivating among the communities to provide a disposal of the waste. They bring the waste. The committee, the environmental committee, or the environment collector, waste collector, bring the waste to up to the an area, a remote area, and to put it.
Thank you.
not, but only in the urban area, there is they recycle the waste.
And how is it disposed of in the rural areas? What happens to feces or urine in the rural areas?
The rural area? Yeah, the rural area, the waste waste liquid from the latrines. In the past, some household left it flowing freely on the surface. So the project provided training and how to dispose the waste liquid by providing their technical model of the making the seepage for the liquid waste liquids to flow into it. And for the baggage, the household have been encouraged to produce the baskets or the bin, and they put it and they burn it every day. Yeah. Or in some places they buried them. Yeah.
Thank you very much for that interesting paper.
Yeah, thank you, Mr.